Trump, George Clooney's turned on crooked Joe Biden like the rats they both are. By Christina Wong on July 11, 2024. Former President Donald Trump on Wednesday mused over actor George Clooney's call for President Joe Biden to drop out of the 2024 presidential race, calling them both rats. Trump posted on Truth Social. So now fake movie actor George Clooney, who never came close to making a great movie, is getting into the act. He's turned on crooked Joe like the rats they both are. What does Clooney know about anything? He uses the Democrat talking point that Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, has saved our democracy. No, crooked Joe was the one who weaponized law enforcement against his political opponent, who created the most devastating inflation in the history of our country, who embarrassed our nation in Afghanistan, and whose crazy open border policy has allowed millions of people to illegally pour into our country, many from prisons and mental institutions. Crooked Joe Biden didn't save our democracy, he brought our democracy to its knees. Clooney should get out of politics and go back to television. Movies never really worked for him. On Wednesday, during a week seen as crucial for Biden to shore up support among Democrats behind his flagging candidacy, Clooney published a high-profile op-ed calling for Biden to drop out of the race. As Breitbart News's David Ng reported, Clooney was all smiles at his recent Hollywood fundraiser for Joe Biden, where he helped raise a record sum for the president's re-election campaign, but has now withdrawn his support, saying the president showed clear signs of cognitive decline. In his New York Times op-ed, Clooney wrote, "It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe Big F Ng Deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Was he tired? Yes. A cold? Maybe. But our party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. We're also terrified by the prospect of a second Trump term that we've opted to ignore every warning sign," he wrote, adding, "This is about age. Nothing more. But also nothing that can be reversed. We are not going to win in November with this president. On top of that, we won't win the House, and we're going to lose the Senate. This isn't only my opinion, this is the opinion of every senator and Congress member and governor that I've spoken with in private. Every single one, irrespective of what he or she is saying publicly." As Ng reported, widely circulated video from the Hollywood fundraiser showed Biden awkwardly freezing up on stage, with former President Barack Obama taking his arm and gently guiding him away. The video was one of several of Biden's public malfunctions that White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dismissed as cheap fakes. Clooney called on congressional leaders, including Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and Nancy Pelosi, to ask Biden to voluntarily step aside. Would it be messy? Yes. Democracy is messy. But would it enliven our party and wake up voters who, long before the June debate, had already checked out? It sure would, Clooney wrote. Clooney is part of a growing number of Hollywood entertainment industry leaders and fundraisers who are calling for Biden to drop out of the race. Others include Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel, Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings, veteran studio boss Barry Diller, and Lost creator Damon Lindelof. On Sunday, Rob Reiner, one of Biden's most loyal Hollywood supporters, called on the president to step down. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.